This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. A long and muddy list of misdeeds by government mole Danny Solis was front and center today at the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The former 25th Ward Chicago alderman turned government informant is on the witness stand. My colleague Dave McKinney is covering the trial from the Dirksen Federal Building. He reports Solis provided valuable wiretaps to federal prosecutors, but his testimony comes with a lot of baggage. Prosecutors put it all on the table first. Solis talked about meeting a developer in China who wanted to build in Chicago. Solis testified that the developer put a briefcase full of cash on a bed in a hotel room to buy his influence. Solis said he didn't take the money, but believes the female translator he was with did. Solis, who's married, moved in with that translator, and she used that money to furnish their residence. The Chicago Bears have reportedly agreed on a property tax bill with the village of Arlington Heights that could open the doors to the team building a stadium in the northwest suburb. Team officials tell the Sun-Times they have a memorandum of understanding with the village and local school district leaders. This comes after a year of debating the property tax valuation on the former Arlington International Racecourse site. Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes says the deal of an undisclosed amount is yet to be officially signed. Regardless, Bears officials are saying their primary focus is still to build a new stadium on Chicago's lakefront. Residents of Chicagoland's south suburbs experienced a record-high tax increase this year. Property tax bills rose nearly 20% for the median homeowner in that area, the highest increase in three decades. A slew of factors contributed to the increase, including continual disinvestment, decreased commercial activity, stagnant population growth, and increasing assessments. The Thanksgiving travel rush is expected to be bigger than ever this year. AAA predicts that nearly 80 million people in the U.S. will venture at least 50 miles from home between tomorrow and next Monday, most of them by car. Thanksgiving Day falling so late this year has altered traditional travel patterns. At airports, the Transportation Security Administration says it could screen a record number of U.S. air travelers on Sunday. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says a shortage of air traffic controllers could cause flight delays. Transportation analytics company INRIX says roads could be congested on Monday with both commuters and returning holiday travelers. The Northwestern field hockey team has won their second national championship in 4 years. On Sunday, the Wildcats knocked off St. Joseph's in the title game 5-0, with Maddie Zimmer and Ilse Tromp scoring 2 goals each. Head coach Tracy Fuchs says she couldn't be prouder of the team's effort.
We always set our expectations high, and we always want to vie for Big Ten and national championships. But this team was special. They came out and they played every game like it was their last and didn't take anybody lightly and stepped up against those teams that really were putting pressure on us. So I had no worries that we weren't going to bring our best today.
This was Northwestern's fourth consecutive appearance in the national championship game, winning it in 2021. But falling just short the past 2 years, the Wildcats are now the sixth school to win multiple championships in the sport's history. A look at weather. Cloudy day, a small chance of rain. Tonight, temperatures dropping to a low around 26 degrees. Tuesday will be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Colder temperatures are on the way later this week. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.